You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at the unlikely leadership of Benjamin Grierson, a cavalry officer with the Union who was fearful of horses.
One of the most famous Union cavalry raids of the Civil War was led by the most unlikely of commanders. Benjamin Henry Grierson was born to Irish immigrant parents in Pennsylvania in 1826. He grew up in Ohio and later moved to Illinois as a young man. When he was 8 years old, he was kicked in the head by a horse and almost died. Grierson became terrified of horses, and he never trusted them again. He loved music, and he became both a teacher and a municipal band leader. Grierson, his wife, and their 7 children would probably have lived a typical 19th century life had national events not changed his destiny. When the Civil War began, Grierson volunteered as a staff aide to General Benjamin Prentiss. He was promoted several times and eventually commanded the 6th Illinois Cavalry Regiment, fighting in Tennessee during the Shiloh and Corinth campaign in 1862. The next year, as the Army of the Tennessee began its efforts to seize Vicksburg, U.S. Grant prepared to move his army from Louisiana east across the Mississippi River in the largest amphibious operation in history prior to World War II. He ordered Grierson to draw off Confederate cavalry as far east as possible. Grierson led 1,700 cavalrymen of the 6th and 7th Illinois and the 2nd Iowa Cavalry Regiments in a raid from LaGrange, Tennessee, down through Mississippi. These raiders rode 800 miles, destroying railroad property, cotton, and military stores. Grant's plan worked. Grierson's troops created so much havoc that the Confederates believed that this was Grant's big push. Grant crossed the Mississippi River uncontested. With Confederates everywhere, Grierson could not return to Tennessee. To avoid capture, he pushed toward Union-held territory at Baton Rouge and reached the city 17 days later. Grierson's raid gained headlines throughout both the North and the South. This expedition was the basis for John Wayne's 1959 movie, The Horse Soldiers. Grierson was breveted to brigadier and later major general and led his cavalry corps successfully against Mobile in 1865. Following the war, Grierson decided to remain in the Army, returning to the rank of colonel. He organized the 10th U.S. Cavalry, composed of African-American troopers with white officers. This regiment gained fame fighting Apaches throughout the West. The Buffalo Soldiers, as the Indians called them, earned a reputation as one of the toughest units in the U.S. Army. Grierson commanded Fort Riley, Kansas, and Fort Gibson in the Indian Territory, what is today eastern Oklahoma, and then Fort Concho, Texas. He selected the site and laid out Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Grierson gained national recognition when he saved the life of General William T. Sherman, who was visiting the Indian Territory. A raiding party of Kiowa Indians attacked and almost succeeded where the Confederates could not during the Civil War. Grierson is credited with opening the land west of the Pecos River for settlement, defeating the Indian leader Victorio, the chief of the Cheyenne Band of the Chiricahua Apaches. He later commanded the Department of Texas, the District of New Mexico, and finally the Department of Arizona. He was promoted to Brigadier General in 1890, and he retired that same year. Grierson returned to his home in Jacksonville, Illinois, and in 1907 he suffered a stroke from which he never recovered. He died in 1911. This most unlikely of warriors, the man who feared horses, proved to be a compassionate leader, a fearless fighter, and an innovative commander. Today, we honor his life, which proves that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.